What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, September 12th, 2022, and start a brand new week of mayhem, confusion, chaos, and everything else that comes from living in the United States of America. And it's another busy news day. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. So let's get right on into it. First of all, I want to wish a happy birthday to Leonard Peltier. Today is his 78th birthday. Long past time for some president somewhere grant him a pardon. Because legal experts, ever since this case came down, let me give me a little background here. Leonard Peltier was tried and convicted of shooting at a couple of FBI agents, and the trial included falsified testimony from witnesses and prosecutors. The prosecutors withheld exculpatory evidence, and it's seen as one of the FBI's larger travesties here. There was a Val Kilmer movie called Thunderheart that was loosely based on the incidents that took place on this Indian reservation at that time. So, Leonard, happy birthday, and we're still trying to figure some way for you to be released. Okay, now, yesterday, of course, was the 21st anniversary of 9/11, and wow, 21 years. I mean, it's been that long. I remember vividly that day. I'm sure you do as well. I got a phone call from one of my co-workers working on Final Fantasy, and he said, "You got to turn on that TV right now," and I did. And the instant I looked at that, I said, "This is, this is staged. This is a setup to get us to go to war with somebody." And the deep state is still trying to reinforce the official story. And apparently, George W. Bush came on out talking about comparing 9/11, to domestic terrorists, and there have been a lot of attempts to link Trump supporters with the perpetrators of 9/11 here. And so Donald Trump basically wagged his finger and took him to task on that one. Kamala Harris, a while back, compared the 9/11 terrorist attacks to the January 6th protests at the U.S. Capitol building. Now, my memory is not so good. I'm an old guy now, but I don't remember any airplanes crashing into the Capitol building. So it's a pretty despicable display. And let's see. Democratic Senator Mark Warner used the 21st anniversary of 9/11 to compare the terrorists who attacked the Twin Towers and the Pentagon to the insurgents of January 6th. So that seems to be a common talking point among the Democrats, and it's a ridiculous comparison to make. I mean, the protesters were there in the streets. They were peaceful. All the violence was committed by agent provocateurs and undercover informants. The protesters were allowed into the Capitol building by the Capitol Police. And so it's just ridiculous here. And then Warner went on to suggest that election deniers, okay, anybody who questioned the honesty of the 2020 election, are a greater threat than terrorists. Well, maybe to those who steal elections, that might be true. But no, I think that people who question the honesty of elections are actually being patriots. We have a right to question whether elections are honest and upright and fair and verifiable. Okay, we're under no obligation to accept the government's word about anything. The burden of proof is on those who claim to have won the elections, giving them the authority to take our money, send our children off to war, and so forth and so on. So the burden of proof is on them. And so far, they've come up short. All they have is a long line of nodding heads saying, "Oh, yes, the elections are honest. Nobody should question it," and so forth and so on here. This is becoming a recurring theme heading up to the midterm elections. The head of the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, came on out saying that radicalized Americans who believe false narratives are the new terror threat. In other words, if you don't believe the government's version of anything, you are a terrorist. Okay, that's how extreme they are getting. And, you know, when I hear about, you know, the officially accepted version of anything, whether it's COVID or Saddam's nukes or whatever, I think, you know, Hitler's Nazi Germany and Stalin's Soviet Union and regimes like that, and we're there. You're not allowed, the implication is you're not allowed to form your own opinions about anything. Just sit still, pay your taxes, breathe new workers and soldiers, and otherwise don't question anybody. That's not what America is supposed to be about. Now, one of the questions remaining from 9/11, this came from DC Dave. Back when 9/11, we were dealing with the aftermath, the finger of blame was leveled in addition to basically all these Arab nations like Afghanistan, which we invaded because of 9/11 and then gave back to the Taliban, and Iraq, because they supposedly had nuclear weapons, which they didn't, and it looks like we're probably going to have to hand that back as well. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was vilified as the mastermind not only of 9/11, but a whole string of terror attacks here in the United States of America. And then it eventually came on out that the U.S. government had captured Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's sons and subjected them to some very cruel treatment, making Khalid Sheikh Mohammed watch, you know, from in a cage and something. And, you know, at the time, we were talking about a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old boy. It's 21 years later, and we don't know where they went or if they are still being held prisoner by the U.S. government. And that is really kind of, you know, hard to think about. But, yeah, that's how the CIA operates. They'll torture the children to get the parents to talk here. Now, there was an interesting article on Real History Channel, and it's titled Trusting the Science of 9/11. And we've been hearing that a lot. Trust the science. The science is settled. Believe the science. You know, don't think for yourself. Just if we've got a guy in a white lab coat and a clipboard, and you should listen to him. And, of course, that's utter nonsense. Individual scientists are just as corruptible as lawyers, politicians, clergy, so forth and so on here. And what this article is about is how immediately after 9/11, there was a dream team of engineers brought to the site of the remains of the Twin Towers in Manhattan. But it turned out that all of these engineers, professors and stuff, they were only there as window dressing to create the illusion of an independent forensic investigation into the cause of the collapse, pulverization, and aerosolized man-made mountains of steel and concrete. One of the investigators actually complained in the New York Times, saying, "This is almost the dream team of engineers in the country working on this, and our hands are tied." Okay? Members have been threatened with dismissal for speaking to the press. FEMA is controlling everything. Okay, and the team member said, look, just let us do it and get the politics out of it. And some of these engineers are calling for a new investigation. They said that, you know, one serious mistake has already been made, and that was the decision to rapidly recycle the steel columns, beams, and trusses that held up the building. Now, much of that was immediately shipped off to China to be melted down and used in buildings. They kept a section of it, which is now the bow of a U.S. Navy warship. I think it's called the New York, but it celebrates, commemorates 9/11 here. And, you know, the fix was obviously in, and the explanation for the collapse, especially for World Trade Center Building 7, had already been dreamt up by, you know, the fantasy animators over there in the cartoon department in Langley. And You know, the boys from Langley even designed a computer model for us, a children's cartoon demonstrating how jet fuel fires caused the steel of the floors to buckle and trigger a pancake event, and the rest is fake history. I still remember that video the CIA put out about TWA 800. And, you know, aeronautical engineers were saying, you know, this all supposedly happened after the plane lost its nose and the wing box was destroyed. What source of information did you use to create this, what you're calling a simulation? It wasn't a simulation. It was an animation of what they wanted you to think. Now, another big story that was kind of interesting was this Mossad surveillance team that made quite a spectacle of themselves on 9/11. And witnesses saw these five men had set up video cameras aimed at the Twin Towers prior to the beginning of the attack. And after the attack happened, they were seen congratulating one another, dancing. Witnesses from the nearby buildings, you know, called the police and said, there's something weird going on here. And, you know, they were videotaping the disaster with shouts of joy. And it turned out they were Israelis. Two of them were identified as definitely being Mossad. They were held very briefly and then sent back to Israel, where they were greeted as returning heroes. You know, and they even said, our assignment was to document the event. Really? How did you know that it was going to happen? I don't know. And as a matter of fact, the video shot by those Israelis has remained classified. It's never been released. Okay. All right. Now, let's see. Mark Levin was on the Fox News Channel's Unfiltered, and he's talking about this obsessive focus on pronouns and various other labels in an effort to dehumanize us. And I've been saying much the same thing all along, that this is all about destroying your sense of self and your sense of identity, especially in young, impressionable children here. Meanwhile, interesting little story coming on from Breitbart. Joe Biden is struggling to get his message out to you, the American people, despite having over 70 staffers dedicated to social media, to digital strategy. In other words, Joe Biden is spending your money to hire people to go on social media to lie to you about all the wonderful things that Joe Biden is doing, like raising taxes so they can hire more tax collectors and take more taxes from you. See how that all sort of cascades together there. And another thing Biden has done is he made a big point in his Independence Hall speech the other day, saying that the founding fathers intended that in America, we're all created equal. And that's not what it says in the Declaration of Independence. It says we hold it, we accept that all men everywhere are created equal. And it doesn't mean that they're created equal in terms of we've all got blonde hair and blue eyes or anything like that. It was a refutation of the then prevalent concept of the nobility. And believe it or not, there were actually efforts in the original U.S. government to try and bring back titles of nobility. They were explicitly forbidden in the Constitution and the original 13th Amendment. We're not allowed to have lords, ladies, peers, you know, anything like that. We have CEOs and CFOs in their place here. And Joe Biden called that Independence Hall speech the battle for the soul of the nation. And it's more like the sale of the nation. And basically, you know, he's screaming about MAGA Republicans, and you know, they don't respect the Constitution or believe in the rule of law. Actually, we do, and we just want to make America great again. And I can't understand why the Democrats seem to have such a problem with that. But it's almost like Joe Biden has redefined MAGA to stand for Make America the Gulag Archipelago. because that's definitely the direction we're going with all this talk about those who refuse to believe the official version of whatever are terror suspects. And now, a while back, a couple of times, I've already mentioned that we're heading toward becoming a one-party state, like the former Soviet Union. And if you know anybody from the Soviet Union, really wasn't all that pleasant. Paul Craig Roberts is also out there saying pretty much the same thing. He wrote a book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, and he's following up on it right now, saying that we are, here in the United States, a one-party state in the making. And the pressure is definitely on to denormalize the values of white MAGA Republicans. They don't like our morality. They want to impose their own. Drag queen story hour, LGBTQ, so forth and so on. Okay. Now, a lawyer for Donald Trump has criticized the Department of Justice for the FBI raid on the president's Mar-a-Lago residence and said it is a fair question to ask whether the agency is engaging in a cover-up. Is this a trick question? This is the FBI we're talking about. Go back and read the history of COINTELPRO. Yeah, these are not nice people. That's the absolute historical truth here. By the way, the FBI Detroit chief who ran the bungled Whitmer kidnapping plot, which turned out to be another entrapment, he's been put in charge of the D.C. office that raided Mar-a-Lago. Okay, this is Stephen D'Antuono, and he ran the Detroit field office when that office investigated, encouraged, and facilitated what the government charges was a plot to kidnap the Michigan governor. And so he's now been rewarded. He's in charge of the bureau that raided Mar-a-Lago. Steve Bannon was out over the weekend saying that some 35 other Trump supporters have been hit with subpoenas since Bannon's own indictment. Another article here, this one is from the New York Post. The FBI knew the Trump-Russia collusion narrative was utter junk, even as it suggested otherwise to Congress, the court, and the public in 2017. Evidence revealed by Special Counsel John Durham proves it beyond any dispute. Okay, now, declassified for Durham's probe, a March 2017 memo prepared by Lisa Page for James Comey's meeting with the Congress Gang of Eight was a total fantasy, total made up from thin air. And, it was dirty politics. And, again, it's the FBI. And, again, pounding on the FBI, as they so richly deserve, there's an article in the Conservative Review about how the FBI is accused of hiding secret records on Jeffrey Epstein. And, of course, the FBI is out there saying, well, you should trust us. We've got good intention. No, you don't here. The FBI has become a weaponized government agency. And so the question is the FBI hanging on to Jeffrey Epstein's videos and tapes of notable figures to blackmail them? Are they hiding the fact that he actually did not die in that jail and he's off in the Cayman Islands playing canasta with whoever else is supposed to be dead? Now, here's a story that's a little bit scary. This is from AmericanThinker.com. And this is more fallout from the Mar-a-Lago raid and the debate over the appointing of a special master to review those documents seized in the Mar-a-Lago raid, some of which are supposedly classified. And the Department of Justice appears to have been surprised that it has lost credibility. It's filed a motion seeking a stay on the appointment of the special master, and they're arguing... This is their argument. They are saying the intelligence community overrides the judiciary. No, it does not. Read that Constitution. There are three branches of government, the executive, the legislative, the judicial, and they are all on an equal standing. The Constitution doesn't even mention an intelligence community. Really, that's scary. You know, the spies are in charge. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, not too long ago, Project Veritas succeeded in capturing on video a South Carolina Democrat running for the U.S. Senate, and got this this candidate to basically come on out confirming that she hates white people. And she was just ranting about racism and condemnations of whites. And basically, Matthews, I'm looking for the, as Ms. Matthews, I'm forgetting her first, Crystal Matthews, that was it. Okay, one of the comments she made is, you know, she keeps the voters right here, like under my thumbs, otherwise they get out of control like kids. Well, needless to say, this has provoked quite a strong reaction. The video has gone viral, and a lot of people have said this actually seems to be a common attitude among Democratic politicians, especially black Democratic politicians. And because of that, Crystal is now being urged very strongly to end her Senate campaign so that they can sort of make it all go away by the midterm elections. She didn't just wreck herself and her own reputation. She's very damaging to Democrats in general, and they want her out. All right, let's talk about COVID-19. And we're seeing more and more information finally make it out into the public eye about the problems with the COVID-19 vaccines. There's an article out of Global Research up in Canada saying COVID-19 vaccines lead to new infections and mortality. The evidence is overwhelming. And we're going to see a propaganda war crop up on this right now, because already, there are news pieces coming out in the corporate media saying, oh, no, the vaccines are safe. These are all radical people, and they don't trust science. And we trust science. We don't trust politicians, and we don't trust the corporate media. So another article from BlabberBuzz, more evidence linking the vaccines to myocarditis, which is heart damage. And we've seen all these tragic stories where young athletes are just falling over dead, and the doctors are finding huge blood clots throughout their body here. All right, this is very interesting. Two lawyers, Dan Watkins and Michael Hamilton, held a press conference back on the 7th. They are filing the first in the nation landmark lawsuit against three hospitals on behalf of families who lost their loved ones with the bounties paid to hospitals for using the toxic combination of food and fluid restriction, remdesivir, mechanical ventilation, high-dose morphine, midazolam, respiration-suppressing cocktail, to spiral patients down the dark road to death. And we've been talking about that almost since the beginning, two and a half years ago, that it seemed like once they were on a ventilator, they were doomed to die. And so the families are saying this didn't need to happen, with the recent admission by the National Institutes of Health that ivermectin is, in fact, a valid treatment for COVID and can save lives. The lawsuits are going to start flying. What can I tell you? Another article along the same line, again from Global Research, talking about the fact that Pfizer does have a criminal record. Now, the way the law is written in this country, vaccine manufacturers, pharmaceutical companies, cannot be sued for the damage caused by their products. They're legally protected for some bizarre reason having to do with massive campaign contributions, I suspect. And some of these places have gotten into trouble by behaving illegally and unethically in other areas. Purdue Pharmaceutical, good example, was bribing doctors and hospitals to overprescribe OxyContin, and they got caught on that. As far as Pfizer is concerned, back in 2009, they basically came on out with the largest medical fraud settlement in U.S. history, $2.3 billion with a B, to settle charges of promoting drugs for uses not approved by the Food and Drug Administration. In other words, these were off-label uses of the drugs. And it's all about the Benjamins. And once you understand that, you start to understand some of the decision-making going into those COVID vaccines. They're making money. That makes everything hunky-dory here. Okay, we're going to talk about the international news now. Ukraine is heating up. It's getting very ugly over there. And Joe Biden is looking at this massive U.S. government funding bill. Now, this is a must-pass bill to keep the government running, and Biden wants to slip even more financial aid to Ukraine into this government funding bill. And in this case, he's talking an additional $13.7 billion more to put into Ukraine for Russia to use for target practice. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Oh, You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the situation in Ukraine, which is escalating rapidly. There are now thousands of foreign mercenaries fighting inside Ukraine. Apparently, many of them took part in the recent Ukrainian offensive operation in the Kharkov region. And effectively, the war in Ukraine has already become a war between Russia and NATO. And it's looking very serious along that line. Now, there has been talk of a Russian pullback, and Ukraine has retaken towns within 50 kilometers of the Russian border. There are rumors that Russia is going to issue a full declaration of war against Ukraine. And so we have to see what is going to happen there. Now, of course, corporate media is saying, oh, Russia's in retreat, Russia's in retreat, we're winning, we're winning, vote Democrat in the midterms. And maybe they may be, you know, solidifying a front line, because front lines can get fractured and that weakens you here. But the most alarming theory came out of an article in Zero Hedge asking if Russia's sudden Ukraine retreat could mean a tactical nuclear weapons strike is coming. And, yeah, Russia would want to get their people out of the way if they were going to start using nuclear weapons. And But we could be entering a more dangerous phase. And, you know, maybe the Russian people are tired of a war of attrition. And Putin is just going to say, well, we're just going to end this thing now. Okay? And that would not be very, very good. And meanwhile, Russian troops hit Ukrainian army positions in Kharkov again. And this was just hours after the Ukrainians claimed to have made substantial progress there. Again, the fog of war, everybody's lying about this thing. Ukrainian officials are blaming Russia for blackouts across the eastern part of the country. And, they're correct on that one, because Russia, in retaliation for Ukrainian strikes on Russian-controlled electric networks, has launched a massive missile strike into Ukraine, targeting power stations all across the country. So Ukraine is dealing with massive blackouts here. And let's see if there's an actual number here. No, it says come back for an update. It was a breaking story earlier this morning. Okay, now a little bit of history that we all ought to remember. When we're talking about Ukraine, there are many historical points that need to be kept in mind. First and foremost, of course, was the U.S.-backed coup d'etat in 2014 against Ukraine's democratically elected president, Yanukovych. And the installation of Poroshenko, and then eventually Zelensky. It turns out, another little point of history, that Zelensky refused peace talks with Russia just prior to the war. The report is coming on out that Putin attempted to open a dialogue with Zelensky and say, let's settle down all of this harassment of the ethnic Russians in your country. And Zelensky just said, nope, I'm not going to do this. Germany was trying to get this facilitated. So we got the story from Germany that Zelensky said, no, I'm not going to talk peace with you. Do your worst. And Russia proceeded to do that. Okay, now, over at The Hill, they have an article, and it's reminding us that winter has always been a military friend to Russia. Okay, the hard Russian winter destroyed Napoleon when he tried to invade Russia. It destroyed Nazi Germany when they tried to invade Russia. They got close. They got within 20 miles of Moscow. And so with the energy being shut off to Europe, it's obvious that Vladimir Putin is going to weaponize winter again and just let the cold weather bring Europe to its economic knees. And it's already working. We have countries like Hungary and Italy saying, you know, we're kind of not on this sanctions thing anymore. You know, we just want to get our factories running and so forth. Now, Russia has accused Germany of crossing a red line by sending weapons to Ukraine. And the decision undermined decades of reconciliation since the end of World War II and the Nazi invasion of the Soviet Union. And so the Moscow's ambassador to Berlin, Nechev, said that they have crossed the Rubicon, which, for those of you in ancient Roman history, that's a bad thing. Now, where Germany failed, Turkey may succeed. Erdogan is trying to open up a channel for Putin to talk with Zelensky to resolve the Ukraine crisis, and we wish him a lot of luck. Okay, and see if that's going to happen here. Meanwhile, the Western media continues to ignore Ukraine's public kill list aimed at everyone who questions the Kiev regime. Remember what Warner was saying about, you know, if you don't believe the official story, well, then you're bad people. Same kind of thing going on over there, I guess, here. And the Western media, which is all pro-Ukraine, we stand with Ukraine and all the rest of that, they don't mention these things like assassinations and war crimes and car bombings that are going on. Now, last Friday, we reported that Joe Biden had informed Benjamin Netanyahu, who is still involved in Israel's politics, that a deal with Iran over nuclear weapons is now off the table, which is exactly what Israel wanted. And Mossad chief David Barnea warned his U.S. counterparts against joining a restored nuclear deal with Iran. He did this on Thursday. And so I don't know about you, but I get really uncomfortable when the government of the United States of America takes orders from Israel. Makes me very, very nervous, okay, because Israel doesn't really value American lives all that much here. Over in Austria, there are protests in the streets over the weekend here, denouncing the government itself, the rising cost of living, and the globalist agenda. So they're protesting against that. Same thing's going on in Germany. Anti-government protests as energy prices and inflation continue to rise. Over in Paris, the police clashed with unarmed protesters, and that was on Saturday. So, yeah, a lot of unhappy people on planet Earth here. Okay, in Sweden, they had an election over the weekend, and the populists are claiming victory based on the early results. However, they're sounding a warning that the mail-in ballots, which are still being counted, could change the result of the election. So it sounds like the fix is in over there. Down in the Mediterranean, the Greek Coast Guard fired on a suspicious Turkish cargo ship. And they're claiming that it crossed into Turkish waters. And so the Greek Coast Guard opened fire on the cargo vessel. They're saying they were sailing in international waters in the Aegean Sea, escalating tensions going on with Turkey even further. And that's going to be kind of interesting if Turkey and Greece go to war with each other, because they are both members of NATO, and they would both be entitled to invoke Article 5 against the other, leaving the rest of the NATO nations to try and say, well, whose side are we going to be on in this mess? And at this point, you should be appreciating the wisdom of George Washington when he said, beware of foreign entanglements, because that's exactly the situation he was warning us about. Down in the Philippines, they have announced that if the China-Taiwan tensions continue to escalate, the Philippines will allow the U.S. access to military bases in those islands. So, yeah, really. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. It's unfortunately not looking very good. Article coming on out from Zero Hedge saying production has fallen off a cliff. And Goldman Sachs itself is preparing for a round of layoffs that could come as soon as next week. And this is more than just the usual culling of the herd. They're looking at some serious cutbacks, because as the economy slows down, the ability to make money off of the flow of money also reduces, because the money's just sitting there. It's not doing much of anything. Over in Sweden, the appliance maker Electrolux has announced major layoffs there as part of a cost reduction program because of a plunge in demand for its home appliances across Europe and the United States. And the world's second largest home appliances manufacturer after Whirlpool said market demand for core appliances in Europe and the U.S. so far in the third quarter has decreased by a significantly accelerated pace compared to the second quarter. Short version, you know, people are hanging on to their older appliances. All right. And as if that was not enough trouble already, you may want to think about getting some of your holiday shopping done now for two reasons. One, the prices are going to continue to go up. So if you buy the presents now, you'll get them cheaper. But more importantly, the railroad union labor talks have failed, and so it looks like there is going to be a major strike of railroad workers, and the railroad companies are already putting in place contingency plans. You know, they're going to just go out on the street and say, "Hi, did you play with trains when you were a kid? All right, good. I got a job for you. Climb up into that cab." So, yeah, we're probably going to see even worse supply disruptions in the near future. All right, everybody is still talking about the student loan forgiveness program. That is going to cost taxpayers an average of $2,500 each per year. That's going to be your share for all these student loan bailout that's going to be happening here. Speaking of taxes, and this is a good one, and probably most people don't realize this. Americans spent more on taxes in 2021 than on food, clothing, and health care combined. And you know how expensive health care is. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Expenditure Survey, American consumer units, that's us, spend an average of $15,400 on food, clothing, and health care, while paying an average of $16,700 in total taxes to federal, state, and local government. Okay, now there's kind of an interesting little ratio there. It's almost 50-50, if you will. And that's the same ratio of work for yourself, work for the bosses that we saw in the antebellum plantations or medieval Europe or ancient Rome. That seems to be where slavery breaks down. So, yeah, I mean, forget about, you know, slavery reparations. We're all still slaves. And that 1040 form proves it to you. Okay, let's see. Now, the media is out there, now, and they're pushing for the Democrats. They're trying to give you reasons, oh, the midterms are going to be okay for the Democrats. I don't think so. But corporate media is saying that the recent drop in gas prices may be helping the Democrats in the midterm elections. Well, only if voters don't remember what gas prices were like when Biden first took office, okay? Because what Biden has done is run them up $3, pull them back 50 cents, and say, aren't we great? Okay. Meanwhile, Ukraine is negotiating a $1.5 billion loan from here in the U.S. to pay for gas. Not sure who's going to sell it to them. Maybe they want to buy it from here, and we don't have enough, as it were. And I'm wondering just how Ukraine will pay that loan back. Or if they'll say, well, it's another student loan bailout. We're just going to make the taxpayers pay for it here. Meanwhile, over in Egypt, they are preparing to adopt Russia's Mir payment system and include the Russian ruble on the list of currencies used by Egyptian banks and tourism companies, according to the Egyptian Central Bank official. And they're saying this is going to be implemented across Egypt before the end of September in order to boost Russian tourism and enhance trade between the two nations. And they're basically, MIR is a alternative to Western payment systems like Visa and MasterCard. And so, yeah, the world is moving away from the U.S. financial quagmire. And all that's going to be left is this cesspool of trillions of dollars in unpayable debt. All right, let's talk about immigration and the border. Interesting, according to a story in the Political Insider, actual Mexicans are almost absent at the top border crossings coming into this country. Mostly it is people coming from 115 other countries around the world. And apparently the Mexicans are happy where they are, and these are people that are being brought in literally from around the world. And so it's huge. Since the start of the Biden administration, more illegal immigrants have come into the United States than the population of the 17 smallest states. That's how many there are. Now, according to Vice President Kamala Harris, the border is secure. But if it isn't, it's all Donald Trump's fault. It's all Trump's fault for the deterioration. Actually, you know, Trump was trying to close off that border. It's another reason they didn't like him. Last Thursday, there was a horrible incident in San Carlos, California, where a man with a samurai sword beheaded a woman in front of the woman's daughter. Turned out they had previously been together as a couple, and they had broken up. And so the man came after her and killed her in front of the daughter. And, yeah, he's an illegal immigrant. Yeah, so they're letting some really wonderful human beings into this country with this open border situation here. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Russian sanctions may be backfiring. I'm Peter Serafin, and this is today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. and much of Europe put heavy sanctions on Russian energy over the Ukrainian situation. These sanctions have had an effect, but maybe not the intended one. Much of Europe is warning of serious energy shortages in the coming winter. Some countries are putting caps on use and subsidizing costs. Yesterday, Putin announced he was closing off the tap. No more energy exports until the sanctions are lifted. So who's really being hurt by these sanctions, Russia or European allies? If only there was another large country with vast natural gas and oil resources that could help our allies and prevent them from freezing. If only there was an energy independent nation with free markets which could guarantee the energy security of European families. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about guns and gun rights for a little bit here. And lately we've been seeing stories about how the credit card companies are now going to flag credit card purchases of guns and ammunition to be sent to a database someplace for you to be harassed in the future. And a specific article, MasterCard actually came out praising Congress for the midsummer passage of gun control. And this was following the announcement of these credit card companies are basically going to, mark these purchases here. Now, a lot of people are saying these are the credit card companies caving into Democrat wishes, maybe, or maybe the people in charge of our fiat money system are getting just as nervous about unhappy Americans as the government itself is. So we got to keep that on there. And, obviously, if you pay cash, then there's no record other than the gun registration and so forth. Now, speaking of registration, Biden's ATF is going to force millions of gun owners to register arm brace pistols or face felony charges. Okay, this is going to force millions of gun owners to register their pistol braces as short-barreled rifles, okay, which will be regulated by the National Firearms Act. And, previously they'd said, you can put a pistol brace on your gun. And, certainly that was the case when I was a kid growing up. But no, you can't put an arm brace on your gun because that could steady your aim. And, the whole point of gun limitation is to shift the military advantage to the standing army, which was also not supposed to exist in the Constitution here. Right. Now, there has been a major survey of American gun owners. No, they weren't taking names or anything. But they were out there trying to say, how many times you use firearms in a self-defense situation, and it comes out to about 1.7 million times every year, okay? And it also confirms that AR-15-style rifles and magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, which was the targets of gun control legislation, are in common use for lawful purposes, which the Supreme Court has said in the test for arms covered by the Second Amendment. Okay? You are allowed any weapon that you feel you need to protect your home. Okay? And my naval 24-pounder is being delivered next week, I understand. So, people do, in fact, use guns to protect themselves. I've been through that experience once myself when we lived in North Hollywood. And thankfully, I didn't have to actually pull the trigger. Just that little laser dot was enough to discourage this would-be socialist from, pillaging my home, as it were. All right, let's take a look. What's going on in our schools? Okay, over in New York City, there was this middle school teacher was caught teaching students to engage in political violence and to throw bricks at the people with opposing views. I don't know about you, I don't think that's what schools are supposed to be teaching our kids about. We got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.